We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program. I'm Annette Eckhart with you today from Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm very grateful to be able to introduce you today to Renee Winke from Temora, Australia. Welcome, Renee.
Thank you so much for having me again, Annette. It's wonderful just what God can do. He can take us to the ends of the earth by the radio waves. It's awesome.
Amen. I totally agree. So, Renee, we're looking at Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6. So, friends, we've been praying for all those that have been waiting for their harvest, all those that have been really growing discouraged, because time passes by. And we are so grateful to have seen lately really wonderful healings, just as we heard today from Bridge for Peace, a gentleman with cancer of the eye who was going in for a surgery, a two-hour surgery. And when he got in there for the surgery, the surgeon said, "There's nothing there." And so they said, "All right, let's look at your wife's eye," because she also had cancer. And they looked at her and they said, "Nothing's there." And we praise the Lord for that. And we're praying for all those that have asked Bridge for Peace to pray for them for the healing of cancer, who are walking these long rows. And I want to read the scripture to you now, Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6. "Those who walk the fields to sow, casting their seed in tears, will one day tread those same long rows, amazed by what's appeared." And that's what we see as we accompany people in prayer. Sometimes it's instantaneous. Sometimes it takes, you know, a couple of days. Sometimes it takes a couple of years. But the important thing is that we continue to walk and to plant and to expect a harvest. So Renee, I know that you've companioned many people over a long period of time. And I just want to qualify that, because it reminds me of our friend Barry when we were on mission in Ghana, going back to around 2007. And Barry came along, he had a gift of photography, and he really came along to photograph and therefore give us a record of the miraculous healings that took place. But he didn't really come with the thought that he himself would be praying over people. But he did complete our Foundation for Healing course, so he was qualified. And at one night, he said, yeah, he would join the prayer team. And there was a gentleman with bad knees. And Barry prayed for him. And this gentleman was leapfrogging, you know, bending the knees and jumping up, bending the knees and jumping up, just like a frog. And he was leapfrogging all the way down the aisle of the church. So then Barry gave the testimony and he said, well, we prayed for quite a while. So I said, well, would you qualify that for us, Barry? What's quite a while? Oh, it could have been all of 6 minutes. So, you know, praying for a long time, or, you know, walking those rows for a length of time, as it says, walk the fields to sow, one day they're going to see the amazing harvest. That I want to qualify that, because for some people that could be as long as 6 minutes. For others, mm-hmm. It could be as long as 6 years. But, you know, the amazing realities of the miracles of God. That's what we've seen in Bridge for Peace. And that's what I'm asking you to share on today, Renee. Some of those situations that, you know, cause a lot of grief. But we have to just keep planting. We have to keep walking. And I know that you have persevered through a lot. So I'm wondering if you would share with us some thoughts that occur to you when we read that scripture.
Well, one of the first things that I thought of when you were sharing it with me was, I remember when we first started, for myself, when I first started coming into Bridge for Peace, I experienced the miraculous healing of my husband, Michael's back, through Bridge for Peace. He had a herniated disc in his back. And Michael and I, we had been actually probably persevering in prayer for a year. We had a scripture keys book and we'd been throwing that back and forth to one another. You know, he's laying on his back, he can't work. You know, I'm fully pregnant and I'm trying to put wood in the fire. And I can see he's getting discouraged. So we had a couple of scriptures that were written in a book that we were standing on for the healing of his back. Yes. So I would hand them to him and he would read them. And then when he would see I was discouraged, he would look at me and he'd go, "You need this."
Aww.
He would like, you know, throw the book across the room. And I would be standing on those words myself, you know, because it was pretty tough not being able to watch him lift our children up and just play with them. Like, even that was really, really difficult. But the beautiful thing was, you know, where we knew that God heals, like we knew that.
Yes, thank God.
But we hadn't seen it yet for ourselves in, you know, in our life at that stage, but we knew to stand on God's faithfulness. So yeah, a whole year of just like praying and waiting, and then Bridge for Peace came and Bridge for Peace ministered to my husband, and praise be to God, he was miraculously healed. So after we'd experienced that healing, we started meeting as Bridge for Peace. And we were meeting, like, myself and a couple of other people, Gil, who you may have heard interviewed here as well. And we were meeting sporadically, just like on and off. And then we got a word from the Lord that said, "Don't forsake meeting."
Mm.
So we started meeting every Monday, once a week. And we have been now for like 15 years.
15 years already, Renee. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. If not more, you know.
And I still look at you as the newbie. I look at you and I see the newbie.
I know, I still feel like a newbie.
Later.
But like you can see, like the persistence, like the perseverance. So we started meeting every week, no matter what was going on. And, you know, we all had children and we all had things going on. But as a result of that, we started training ourselves. We started training those that God sent in. One, praying for any needs that they have with no motive to, you know, to make them Bridge for Peace, but just to love up on people and care for them. And what kind of grew out of that was that they received healing themselves. And then we're like, okay, well, we need to, you know, empower people. So we started teaching them the foundation for healing. So then they started applying that we trained them into their lives. And then from there, the Lord took us to training other people in the region in the healing ministry and how to lay hands on the sick and see them healed. And then from there, you know, obviously we've gone to the nations ourselves in Jesus Christ. But it was just like I can see the fruit of that, like sowing into this small meeting, like Monday nights, just being diligent, meeting together, no matter how hard it was, no matter what was going on in our life, just sowing into each other, loving up on each other. What has been birthed out of that? Like, it's just amazing.
It is amazing. You know, I was just thinking when you shared that, of how, as you say, in the area, how Bridge for Peace becomes known. You know, you're saying go into the nations, but also the nations coming to you. And also people in the area coming to you. And I was thinking, as you mentioned, Gil, how Gil was mm-hmm. just telling us that story that, I don't know, she went around the corner and she met someone who said, I had said that she needed to find one of those Bridge for Peace people. because they had a need, some kind of a healing need. And so they have to find one of those Bridge for Peace people, a bridge people. And there she was, you know, and how God does that, you know, that, and how he chooses people. And we thank God for the many ministries in the world and the great things that people are doing all over the world. But I'm so grateful that he chose us for Bridge for Peace.
And like the miracles are just countless. And you know, sometimes you will sow into somebody and you may not hear the testimony from them right on the spot, but then you encounter them again like a year later. Like one lady, I prayed for her back, you know, and she sort of didn't testify to any change at that moment. Anyway, it was like 2 years later, I ran into that lady again, and it was so beautiful. She's gone to me, "Oh, by the way, I never told you this, but you know that time you prayed over my back?" She said, "Yeah, it got completely healed." Like, praise you, Jesus, you know, because I probably prayed for, you know, another 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 backs since then, you know. But I just, I always kept going, because I know that when we pray, you know, the Holy Spirit goes in and he always does something. You know, his nature is to heal. That's and when we release the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, he goes in. But it was just so beautiful. I kept praying, like, you know, I just kept going anyway, because I know the nature of who Jesus is. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it is sowing in tears, you know. You may pray for 3 people and you don't see it right there and then, but then they'll come back 2 years later or a week later, and they share the testimony of how God's moving.
Thank you, Jesus. It's so beautiful. And if you're listening today to this Bridge for Peace program, I just want you to know, even if you don't live in our neighborhoods, be it Australia or America or Africa, wherever we are, and we're all over the world, that you can join Bridge for Peace on prayer suites. You know, that's Saturday morning in Australia, it's Friday night in New York. And you can come into a private online room and receive prayer from Bridge for Peace. And Bridge for Peace has a heart to walk those long rows with you and to wait, to patiently wait with expectant faith for your miracle. So I want to let you know, write to us at bridgeforpeace.org or look us up online and come on into the prayer rooms if you need somebody to walk with you. We walk with people from all over the world through the Bridge for Peace prayer suites. Renee, we have 1 minute and 55 seconds. Can you pray for somebody who's been walking a long time and sowing in tears, waiting to reap?
So we just come before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, that when you release your word, it always achieves what it's been sent out to do. It never comes back empty. It never comes back unachieved. So from that place, Lord, by the power of your blood, Jesus, and your almighty name, I just speak the word of healing in Jesus' name, the word of life and life to the full into your body, into your bones, into your situation, into your family, into your life, the power of the blood in the name of Jesus. And I just proclaim healing. I just proclaim healing. And I thank you, Lord, even now is your word of life and life to the full, which is what you have for our listeners out there. Even as that word starts to take root in their life, I speak right now just total healing in the blood and in the name of Jesus. And this word, your name, Jesus, your blood is powerful, and it never comes back without achieving what it's been sent out to do. So we just thank you, Father, for total healing in the almighty name of your Son, Jesus.
Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Dear friends, I know that you're excited to hear Renee today, as we always are. If you have any questions for her, write to us at bridgeforpeace.org and just address that question to Renee. Renee, thank you so much for being with us today. And I thank the Lord for you as we continue to partner together, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckert. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.